This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States Army has deployed a massive ship to the Eastern Mediterranean carrying equipment to build a temporary pier with Palestinians in need of aid as the UN says a quarter of Gaza's population faces starvation. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza says the conflict so far killed nearly 31,000 Palestinians, a number that does not sit well with U.S. President Joe Biden.
There's other ways to deal, to deal with. With the trauma caused by Hamas.
Biden, speaking Saturday on MSNBC, has carried on X. Biden stopped short of committing to a red line that Israel could cross that would stop U.S. support for its ally. But as Ramadan begins, any relief by land, sea, or air can't come soon enough. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israel warned on Sunday against the spread of what they say is fake news about Israel threatening holy sites such as Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem during the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan.
Israel will strongly safeguard the freedom of religion for all faiths at all sites in Israel, especially the Temple Mount and Al-Aqsa.
Government spokesperson Raquel Karimson. Ukrainian and allied officials have criticized Pope Francis for saying Kyiv should have the courage to negotiate an end to the war with Russia. The pontiff's statement was interpreted by many as a call on Ukraine to surrender. The foreign minister of Poland and Ukraine's ambassador to the Vatican both used World War II analogies to condemn the Pope's remarks. This is VOA News. Nearly 300 students are still missing on Sunday, 3 days after they were abducted from their school in Nigeria's northwest, which is riddled with extremists and armed gangs. Children in a remote town were taken by gunmen. The mass kidnapping was the third in northern Nigeria since last week. Parents are hoping their children will return unharmed, but some in the town say their hopes are already fading. Authorities said at least 100 children aged 12 or younger were among the abductees in the state known for violent killings, lawlessness, and dangerous roads where people get regularly snatched. Saudi oil giant Aramco on Sunday reported it made $121 billion in profit last year, down from its 2022 record due to lower energy prices. VOA's Tommy McNeil has details.
The results still mark the company's second highest ever result, according to Aramco, as members of the OPEC alliance continue to cut their production to try to boost global energy prices. However, lower results also squeeze the kingdom as it embarks on a massive development project under its assertive crown prince to wean itself off oil revenues. Aramco had reported a $161 billion profit in 2022, likely the largest ever reported by a publicly traded company. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
U.S. law enforcement officials have started a criminal investigation into January's Alaska Airlines plane panel blowout incident, according to a report. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The Justice Department has launched a criminal investigation into the Boeing jetliner blowout that left a gaping hole on an Alaska Airlines plane in January, according to the Wall Street Journal, which cites documents and people familiar with the matter who say investigators contacted some passengers on the January 5th flight. The journal reports the criminal investigation would assist the DOJ's review of whether Boeing complied with a previous settlement over plane crashes. Boeing acknowledged in a letter to Congress it cannot find records for work done on the door panel that blew out midair. I'm Julie Walker.
British police said on Sunday a man had been arrested after a car crashed in the gates of Buckingham Palace in central London. Grainy images on social media showed a car at the front gates of the palace. British media quoted a witness as saying they heard a loud bang. Police said the incident had occurred in the early hours of Saturday morning. Buckingham Palace said no member of the royal family was there, and repairs to the gates were underway. I'm Joe Ramsey.